Bree.
Praise be to our God. You know, the Bible is so full of wonderful things. Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse number 1. I'm going to read down all the way down to verse number 9 for our opening text here tonight. And thank you for being in God's house this evening. I trust the Lord is already encouraging your heart, strengthening your soul, renewing your mind, and helping you with anything you may need. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Praise God. Verse number 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Amen. You may be seated again. Praise the Lord. I just want to share this thought with us tonight and share some more scriptures with us tonight. Simple thought, simple title, off and on. Off and on. Praise the Lord. You'll notice that Paul's writing to the church, the Colossians, and he's writing to them, and it's just apparent that he has received news about their behavior. He has received news about their wavering a little bit in their faith. He's received news that things are not quite what they ought to be. And he's reminding them. And the way we know this, and the way I understand this and perceive this, it's the way he started here in chapter 3. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ. So in other words, he's starting it out in such a way that they're saying they are, but their lifestyle's not lining up with it. Yeah, we got a lot of that going on in these last days. Jesus made that statement, will there be any faith when I return? And that's going to be teetotally up to you and I of what we do with God's word in our lives. And so he says, if ye then been risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. Then I want to move all the way down. He talks about all the evil things that we're capable of. Talks about the things that we're easily tempted with. And the things that move our emotions. And the things that show that we're not really setting our affections on the things above. But we've got our affections more on this earthly thing. And this earthly body. And this earthly desires. And so that's why he says mortify. Which means, you know, you understand what a mortician is, right? A mortician is the one that deals with dead bodies. And so to mortify means to put it to death. And so he says, mortify your members. In other words, bring them under control. Bring them under spirit control. Mortify. And then he shows us, and he showed them, because God's wrath is going to fall on this stuff. Now, you remember what I've told you about Jeremiah. If we find ourselves continually going against God's word, there's going to be judgment coming. And I'm not talking about the judgment seat at heaven. I'm talking about judgment here. I'm talking about God taking the bull by the horn, so to speak, and judgment beginning to come on the face of this earth. I just you got to realize, over there, you know, where we take our scriptures in Corinthians about communion, and he's talking about not partaking of communion unworthy. We don't really talk a lot about that. But he said, some of you are sick, and some of them have died because they didn't honor God with their lives and went on like they were. That's more or less what they were saying. Because you partook of communion unworthily. And what that means is you had sin in your life, you knew it was in your life, and you just went on like it wasn't there. And some are sick and some have died. And so there is judgment that will fall even here. And we've kind of brought it to a place where, you know, well, God's grace will never, you know, he's always for us. Oh yeah, he's for us until we continually push away from him. And then he has no other choice but to get our attention while on the face of this earth. And so we see then here, Paul's trying to warn them. He's trying to bring them to the understanding. And he tells them, okay, now verse number 8, but now y'all also put off all these. Put them off. That's the opposite of putting them on. If you're going to take your shoe off, you don't leave it on, do you? So if you want, what are you going to do with your anger? That's the question Paul's asking. Are you going to put it off? Or are you going to put it on? It's your choice. Everything's our choice. It really is. Hallelujah. It's your choice. And so he's saying, put off anger, put off wrath, put off malice, put off blasphemy, put off filthy communication out of your mouth. You need to pay attention to how you're talking. You got to be careful of working in this work world that you don't pick up terminology of this work world. Because a lot of it is really filthy communication. It doesn't need to be said. It's not really a godly way of speaking. There's right ways to talk and worldly ways to talk, and you got to be careful that you try not to mix the two. Now, we understand that filthy communication is a broad terminology. It could be curse words, perverted words, sexual intent words, filthy communication. Put it off. Put it out. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man. Do you make it a point every morning to put the old man off? Because if you don't, then it doesn't get put off. Yeah, I mean, if you don't make it a point to turn off the old man, to put down the old man, if you don't make it a point to do that, then he's on. He's in full-fledged color. Woo! That's an old terminology from when they first found color television, if you didn't know that. I'm dating myself there. Praise God. It's all right. I'm proud. Hallelujah. Woo! Romans chapter 13, verse number 12, the first part of it. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. What do you think that's talking about? Coming of the Lord, Brother Matthew, that is correct. We know the Lord is coming and He's coming soon. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Hallelujah. And so the reality is, it's something that we've got to continually do. There is a continual off and on. Off and on. Off and on. Hallelujah. If that is not working in our lives are not flowing in the Spirit of God, and we are not really becoming an overcomer. Because to be an overcomer, you got to put it off. And put it on. Praise the Lord. It's pretty simple, really. I mean, it's just some of the basic simplicity of Christianity. Hallelujah. So cast off the works of darkness. Ephesians 4:22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Once again, we see that Paul is trying to emphasize. So this is not something that he just told the Romans about. It's not something he just told the Colossians about. He told every church about this in one form or a fashion. Now, in these scriptures and in these messages to these churches, he's using the same terminology. But in the other epistles, it may be different terminology, but you can rest assured the truth is there. This is the power of Christianity. The power to put off the wrong thing and put on the right thing. Now, if you just try to put something off, that's not victory. Just not doing something is not victory. Victory is when you put it off and then put on the right thing. That's victory. Whew, hallelujah. Too many people haven't got the victory over circumstances in their life because they're just trying to put it off instead of putting on the power. Hallelujah. In that area of their life. Woo! Praise God. Oh, it's just something it's kind of like enjoying the presence of God. How many love to enjoy the presence of God? But how many will always embark on into the power that's involved in that presence? See, there'll be no power revealed until there is action on our part in the presence of God. I want to remember the story of the man that was carried, the lame man that was carried by the four men. And I don't have scripture and text for it here. I just remember the story. And the reality is the Bible makes this statement. The power of God was present to heal. And the house was full. But nobody was moving into the power. They knew the presence was there. You know, I mean, everywhere Jesus went, who is this man? Who is this man? The presence was always there. When he came on the scene, the presence was known. The pressure was there. But only those with faith, which is obedience, hallelujah, they're linked together, produced the power of the miracles. Hallelujah. And so we see then the power then was revealed when the four men ripped the roof off and let the lame man down, and there was forgiveness of sins and healing of the body. Now the very work that Christ wanted to do in that house was done by somebody that had to come in from outside, because nobody inside wanted to move with the power of God. Oh my, see, you got to put it on. You got to put it on. Hallelujah. And so we see then that, you know, Ephesians 4:22, that you put off concerning... Whoa, I got to slow down here. I want to go so fast. Praise the Lord. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Conversation is lifestyle, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Did you know lust is deceitful? How many just want to go around telling everybody where you've done wrong? And then what do you do if you get caught doing wrong? Usually the first thing you do is you try to lie your way out of it. Shouldn't. Better not. Better fess right on up. Praise the Lord. I was talking to Trevor McCrae and Travis. And I'd made mention to Trevor one night. And I said, I know you, boy. He said, how do you know me? He said, because I know your dad. I said, you're just like him. I'm not either. And then we were together, Travis, Trevor, and myself. And Travis was saying, yeah, Travis, Travis was telling Trevor, I know you. He said, you don't even need to try to lie to me. He says, because I've been you. And you're just like me. And that's why I know what you're doing a lot of times before you ever do it. Praise the Lord. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar to my children? Hallelujah. Even my grandchildren. Woo, praise God. Anyway, the reality, the old man, the conversation, you can't hide it. You got to put it off. You got to put it off. Now, Romans chapter 13, verse number 12, and part B, the latter part of Romans 13 and 12, and let us put on the armor of light. Catch what it's calling it. Now, we talk about putting on the armor of God. And the armor of God, then Paul gives us that rundown, that list. But here he just calls it the armor of light. Wow. Woo, my. In other words, just glowing with the glory of God, if you will. Put on the armor of light. Put on the armor of the Word of God. Put on the Word of God, and it will be your armor of light. Hallelujah. It will protect you from the deceitful lust of our flesh. Hallelujah. If I'm putting on or putting in the Word of God, that is going to help me overcome the lies of the enemy when he comes talking to me. Because I'm going to put that off and I'm going to put on the Word. Put on the armor of light. Hallelujah. So now we're going to just move right on into putting on. We get the idea that we got to put off the wrong. But it's not enough to put off the wrong. We got to put on the right. For every wrong, then there is a right habit to have. A right action to have. For every wrong action, there is a right action. And so we can't just put off, because then there's back. See, it's like that empty house that Jesus spoke about, that when the devil is cast out and the house is cleaned and it's empty, but nothing's put back in it, he comes back with seven more. And see, this is where sometimes we can't keep the victory, right here. This is where it's at. It's because we won't go ahead and put on the righteousness of Christ. We just quit doing, but we never start doing right in its place. If you want to overcome your flesh, get consumed with being full of the Holy Ghost. Get consumed with praying and seeking God and reading God's Word. And woo, hallelujah. I mean, this is work. This is work. If you don't like work, most of the time then you're not overcoming. You're not overcoming. Because it takes work to overcome. Overcoming does not just come by wishful thinking. Oh, I wish I could do better. You can wish all day long, and until you get up and do better, you ain't going to do better. I had my pity party this morning. Hallelujah. Man, Lord, I just need to do better. I need to do better. I just don't seem like So then right there in the middle of my prayer, God, I'm going to do better. Hallelujah. That is the only way it will ever happen for anybody. Hallelujah. It's a matter of a made up mind and a holy desire to please Jesus Christ. And I'm going to put off, I'm going to put on. Hallelujah. Off and on. It's got to be. I want to put on the armor of light, Romans 13:14, that ye put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So the only way that I'm going to not fulfill the lust of the flesh is if I put on Jesus Christ. I can't just try to resist it. I got to have Jesus in me. Hallelujah. I've got to have him on my mind. I've got to have him in my heart. I've got to have him ruling and reigning in my life, no matter where I'm at or no matter what I'm doing. So that's putting on. That's putting on. Just try not to do something. Oh. You know, we'll just take a break here for a moment. Sorry, Brother Matthew, I'm going to use you for an example. Not really. I was just standing back there, and I was thinking about my message, and I was thinking, you know, we ought to put up a sign, turn off your phone. Hallelujah, because we're here to listen to God, not the phone. But, yeah, praise God. Woo, we'll move on. You were right. You prophesied, didn't you? Praise God. That's an inside joke between us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You've made that profession. That's what water baptism is all about. We need to have a water baptism here pretty quick before the weather gets really cold. Or we can wait till it's cold and do it when it's cold. But we need to do that. Several have asked to be baptized, and so we need to do that. But what is that? That is that statement of faith that is showing forth that I am dying to myself and I am putting on Jesus. Hallelujah. Putting on Christ. Ephesians 4:24. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Praise God. See, God's given us the new man. God's given us the new creature. But I've got to put him on. You've got to put him on. Hallelujah. God's given it to us. But we got to put him on or put her on. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:11. Here it is. This is, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You realize the devil's not going to give up. He is so full of pride, he is not going to give up on deceiving you, pulling you away from what God has done in your life. He ain't going to give up. Well, praise God, I ain't going to give up either. Hallelujah. That's the attitude you've got to take. Hallelujah. Knowing that you have an adversary, knowing that I have an adversary, I've got to put on the whole armor of God. I got to stand against whatever the enemy tries to throw at me. I have to. There's not another choice. If I want to be an overcomer, if I want to be the victor instead of the victim, praise God. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to close with this. It's in Colossians chapter 3 also. And put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. See, here's a little bit more of the key to putting on the new man. Put on the new man, I've got to be adherent to God's word. Not just read it. Did you catch that? I've got to be adhered to it. Adherent to God's word, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. We are the elect of God. If we're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, we are the elect of God. Put on, therefore, holy and beloved. God loves us. What am I putting on? Bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Kind of sounds like the fruit of the Spirit, doesn't it? Woo, praise God. Just another way, Paul trying to get across to the believers, this must be in your life. Hallelujah. Put on, therefore, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Wow. Put it on. Put it on. Put it off. Put it on. Hallelujah. And that's how God will be able to strengthen, encourage, bring peace, bring power. Just whatever we need in our lives, it's a matter of when God brings the understanding, when God brings the message, when God brings the word, when God brings... I almost said conviction. But in reality, you don't have to feel convicted about it if it's in His Word. I've run into that throughout the 37 years of my salvation. I had a dollar for every time somebody said, "Well, I just don't feel convicted about it." Well, then get back down to the altar until you do. Because it's in God's Word. So then He expects us to do it, whether we feel it or not. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. See, oh my, do you realize how much deception's out there in the church world? It's not a matter whether I feel it. It's a matter of He said it. I believe it. And I'll do it. I'll put it on. I'll put it on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Sister Pepper, would you come back to the piano or a piano player tonight? Off and on. Off and on. It will be something that will be continually going on in a Christian's life. As the Word of God comes my way, there are things I will have to put off. And if there's anything I have to put off, there is something He's going to tell me to put on. So make sure you pay attention. Oh, what is the tendency of this day and this hour? They hear the first part, and they miss the second part. I'm serious. It is the tendency of this day and hour. So here's the key to get them to do what you want them to do. Tell them the second part first. And they'll come back and ask for the first part because they won't understand. They won't understand the second part. So then they'll come back and ask about it. Woo! So try that. That's a freebie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that is what we are notorious for. Because we hear the first part, we forget the second part. So forget about putting off and get serious about putting on. Hallelujah. Putting on. Putting on. Putting on the things of the kingdom of God. And you won't have to worry about putting anything off. Because you'll be so full of putting on, there won't be anything to put off. Oh, praise God. Let's stand together. Ooh, hallelujah to the Lamb. I'm sorry I woke some of you up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands. Let's lift our voices. And let's praise our God. Father in heaven, we rejoice, Lord God, in Your love towards us.